Looking at the third harvest report from ASMI, it looks like we're lagging a lot behind where we were in 2018.
Thank you, Izzy. So that is accurate. As we compare where we are at in the 2020 season through Sunday, okay, that's statistical week 26, we are definitely lagging behind some of the recent years. For context, we've harvested about 5.8 million fish statewide through last Sunday. At this point in the season in 2018, for example, we had harvested about 14 million fish. We compare against 2018 because of that two-year life cycle with pinks. It wouldn't be very appropriate to compare it to last year. With sockeye, we see really all areas are slow, down about 70% on harvest of about 2.4 million fish. Last year, at this point in the season, we had harvested more than 9 million fish, and we see the bay is generally slow, Kodiak slow. Prince William Sound actually improved a little bit from last week, but they're at about half of where they were at this point last year. So yeah, the story is just that fishing is generally lagging behind. One thing that's interesting to see is, you know, we can compare this season versus longer data sets, like 5-year averages or 10-year averages. And so, you know, we don't want to get caught up too much on this year-to-year fluctuation, right? Because we know that there is some significant volatility inherent and normal in our fisheries. But it's kind of interesting to look at Bristol Bay, for example, the 5-year average there. And note that 2019 and 2018 were actually a little bit ahead of what is normal, at least from a harvesting perspective. So if 2019 is a little bit ahead of that historical average, and if 2020 is a little bit behind the historical average, when we compare that 2019 to 2020, it can feel pretty significant. That's kind of a comment on just how we interpret the data. But yeah, I think the big theme here for sockeye is that fishing around the state is slow, down about 70%. When we look at Kita, we do see a deficit, down about 40%. Some areas are relatively strong, though. Kodiak is about nearly double where they were at this point last year, with some strong returns. The Alaska Peninsula or Aleutian Islands, Area M, they're only down about 20% from the same time in 2019. But Prince William Sound, where the majority of production typically occurs, they're down about 40%. But there have been some pretty good seine openers in Prince William Sound for Kita. The story on Chinook's lagging 2019, but not too significantly, kind of within that normal range, down just about 15%, with Southeast actually relatively strong compared to last year. But yeah, I mean, things throughout the state are just a bit slow. One thing that's moving counter to that is pink salmon in Area M is pretty strong. You know, we always compare an even year to an even year. So Alaska Penn has seen pink harvest about 4 times as strong as the same point in 2018. That's kind of interesting to see. Another thing we're getting reports of is just, you know, anecdotal reports from processors and fishermen. The fish are just generally small, particularly sockeye in Area M and Bristol Bay. Also getting reports of pinks that are on the smaller end. If we just use some historical average weights, we estimate that about 30 million pounds of salmon have been harvested so far in 2020. So that's actually split nearly evenly between sockeye and Kita, with pinks making up the remainder. The key reason we're trying to comment a little bit more on average size is that, you know, we're using a somewhat imperfect indicator of harvest, right? Just the unit of a fish. Right. So, you know, if you think about what we're dealing with that fish in terms of head and gut or fillets, one fish in one year can yield more or less in another. So it's just an important element. That's just something that we try to keep in mind and highlight as folks are trying to get a sense of how this harvest relates to excessal production, but also first wholesale production. That is, you know, what are we actually producing? What's coming out of our plants? And how do these numbers that we're looking at impact that flow?
Thanks so much for breaking this down for us this week as we kind of head into peak season slowly but surely.
Absolutely.